Thank you and good morning. June is National Dairy Month. A fun fact about dairy, more than 1,000 new dairy products are introduced every year. I talked with local dairy farmer Dave Rupert. Dave is the owner and operator of Our Homestead in Nokomis. We discussed the dairy industry and his family-owned operation.
Well, I guess you'd have to say it's kind of in family. We're fifth generation on our farm now, and while I was growing up, I always wanted a Holstein cow. My dad had milked a few milking shorthorns and Guernseys, and then when I got into 4-H, he bought me a first Holstein cow, and really it's come from there. So it's all developed through the 4-H project, really.
And you said that your grandkids are out at Montgomery County right now.
Yeah,
are they
right,
showing dairy cattle or
right
beef cattle?
Right now, grandkids are out at Butler at the 4-H park getting ready to show for the 4-H show. So it's been a big part of our life, the showing of the cattle and meeting the people. And it's a great way to get the kids into the industry and involved.
How many cows are you milking a day on your farm right now?
We milk around 80. We're not a big farm by any stretch anymore. My daughter, youngest daughter, and her husband have moved back on the farm with me now to take over. Hopefully we can survive.
And you said you mostly have Holsteins.
Yeah,
here?
We have an all registered Holstein herd.
Okay.
And we've been involved in breeding stock and showing and so forth through the years. That's all changing a little bit too, with less dairies, less people involved in that part of it, and dairies getting bigger, so people aren't concerned so much about buying breeding stock or those kind of things. But hopefully we can adapt and continue.
Do you only have milking cows then, or do you have bulls and heifers?
We have about equal number of cows and heifers. And we do have been raising a few of the bull calves up to about 300 or 400 pounds, because right now the market for Holstein bull calves just born is non-existent almost, but you can move them at 300 or 400 pounds.
How has the industry changed over the time you've been involved?
Like everything else in agriculture, it's evolving, of course, getting bigger, more technology. Size of our farm, 80 to 100 cow herd, is considered pretty small now, even though there are smaller ones. It's hard to make a go of it just milking cows like that with the current conditions and prices. So through the last, especially the last 10, 15 years, herd sizes have gotten a lot bigger. Things are starting to slow down a little bit because of overproduction of milk, and so the herds are limited on trying to get rid of their milk supply. It's pretty turbulent out in the dairy industry right now, the last year especially, with the supply of milk. We've had co-ops that have cut off the markets to local farmers with a month's notice, and you can imagine what that would mean to you if you got a letter saying we're no longer going to take your milk.
Yeah.
And nobody else wants it either, because they got too much milk. So the size of the herds is being curtailed now, just mainly because of overproduction.
Yeah.
So it's changed a lot. And, of course, on the technology side, it's unbelievable. We were one of the first herds, I guess almost 25 years ago, to put in a computer feeding system for our cows. And now we don't use that. We use the TMR mixer. And, of course, now the technology is with straps on the cows' necks that measure their temperature, how much they walk, see if they're in heat or not, their digestion. It's amazing what you can find out from a cow with these tags that we can put around their neck now. And then also the robotic milkers has changed, and they're getting to be more and more of those all the time. People are using it not so much to get away from labor, but at the timing of the labor. It gives you a little more flexibility and being able to do more things with your family and other operations.
What do you think is the biggest threat to the industry right now?
Well, right now it's oversupply of milk. Mm-hmm. We went through that period of time where you just keep getting bigger, produce more, and you could keep going. Well, that's come to a halt. When about 5 years ago, the European Union took off their milk control, production controls, mm-hmm. they geared up ahead of time, and so they've really flooded the markets. And, of course, Australia and New Zealand, they depend a lot on the weather, but they're still one of the bigger suppliers of milk, especially exports, because they don't have the people to consume it, so they've right. always been heavy exporters. And so it's just a combination of right now of oversupply.
This may be the most important question. What's your favorite dairy product?
I've always eaten a lot of butter and cheese, so I guess. And whole chocolate milk.
Yeah.
What I mean by whole is it's not 1% or zero mm-hmm. fat. It's the real stuff.
That was Dave Rupert of Our Homestead in Nokomis. Be sure to thank a local dairy farmer this month. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.